Blog Talk Radio.
Songwriter says that I'm going with Jesus all the way. We have just heard from the Chicago Mass Choir. God bless you. You're tuned into the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. And I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the worship as we listen to Pastor Alfonso Bowen, I'll Trust in the Lord. Do you trust in the Lord? I'll say it again. I will trust in the Lord. Amen.
Actually, not long ago, what I was doing because of the economy.
All right.
How was I handling it? They see me preaching and smiling. Not the fact that everything is going good, but they asked me how I was handling it, what I was going to do. And I just simply told them, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Die.
had somebody tonight. I'm going to stay, stay on the battlefield. Oh, I'm going to stay on the battle. Oh, yes, I am, until I die. Come on, let me hear you say it. Say, who is going down in the grave with me? Who is going down in the grave? Oh, who's going down in the grave with me? When I die, come on, let me hear it.
Yes, we listened to some of those greats this evening by Pastor Bowen, that I will trust in the Lord. Truly, when we put our trust in God and not in man, we know that we will have the blessing. Yes, we will, that we will have the victory. Why? Because we know that our Lord can do anything but fail. I say it again, that I know the Lord will do anything but fail. Let us listen to Bishop G.E. Patterson at this time. Amen.
Away.
past, we listened to various choirs singing the old time way. Yes, they are. And this was by Bishop G.E. Patterson. I know the Lord will make a way somehow. You got to believe and trust in the word of God that our God can do anything but fail. Why? He's a God that keep promises. Why? He's a God that cannot lie. And when you believe and trust in God, you know that everything will be all right. Amen.
Oh, this sounds like down home, don't it, y'all? Come on, clap your hands. I've got a feeling way down in my soul, everything.
That kind of confidence, like Reverend Timothy Wright says, that everything is going to be all right when you trust in God and you trust his word and you do not doubt that your God is an awesome God, that your God can do anything but fail. Yes, he can. Truly, we love the Lord, and thank you so much for listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Amen. Remember now, the music that you hear belong to the artist, and this is our disclaimer, that all rights belong to the artist. It is their music. We are promoting those sounds and encouraging you to get those CDs. Again, this is our disclaimer, and we are the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen.
Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again.
see what y'all got.
I'm a soldier.
There's nothing like praising the Lord. We just heard from Smokey Norful and the good old song that he said, praise the Lord. And there are others that we know that our God can do anything but fail. You know, remember the song that Down in My Soul by the Ingram Singers? Let us listen to it now. Amen.
At home, just say,
The Ingram Singers, "Down in My Soul That I Cry Holy." You know, that's what's so nice about going into the inner courts and behind the veil, that you have a chance to worship God in spirit and truth. You know why? Our God is great, and our God can do anything but fail. We are to honor Him, to glorify Him, to worship Him, to acknowledge Him, and to love Him, since Christ died on the cross for us. The death, burial, and resurrection was sacrificed so that we could have eternal life. God bless you. Let us listen to Kevin Davison and the Voices, that God is great. Amen. Is awesome. Yes, he is. Our Father can do anything but fail. When you trust God each and every day of your life, when you wake up in the morning till the time you go to sleep. I'll say it again. When you get up in the morning, you want to praise God up until the time you go to sleep, because you can go into the inner courts and behind the veil. Like Marcy Burke says, that when you get up and worship God, you don't feel no weights tied. Let us listen to Miss Marcy right now. This morning when I woke up, amen. She woke up this morning, she didn't have no doubt that the Holy Ghost was all over her, because she felt like praising God. You know why? Because God gives you that kind of joy, that unspeakable joy, that you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the worship. Don't you know that when you go into the inner courts and behind the veil, that you receive that outpouring just like on the day of Pentecost? We want to encourage you to always worship and praise God so that you can have the favor and the praise and the worship that's due our Father. Let us listen to Kirk Franklin and Donald Marlowe. Enjoy. Amen. Yes, when you go into that inner courts and behind the veil, it is joy down in my soul. You know, you could be burdened down. You could be on a battlefield. You could be overwhelmed. But when you praise and worship God, you feel so much better. And you know that victory is coming. Why? Because Jesus died on the cross for us. Why? Because we have the victory. And we know our God can do anything but fail. Let us listen to Norma Hutchins now and Battlefield. Amen.
Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting death.
Fighting for
the Lord. I promised him I would serve him until I die. I'm fighting, yes I am.
Yes, that songwriter says that I'm on the battlefield, and thank God for the Lord, because we know that we have the victory. You know, until you find God, until God comes in your life, that you may not have that victory that you need. I'll say it again. Yes, you may think that you are going along okay, but then you realize that you need the Lord. You need the peace of God, the favor of God, the sovereignty of God, that you need God in the midst of that storm, because God loves you. He keep you alive. He give you strength and hope and faith in your body that he can do all things but fail, according to Hebrews 11, that God loves you. Amen. Amen. Let us listen to Walter Hawkins at this time. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Amen. That songwriter says that I found the Lord and I can shout all night long. Yes, you can. When you find the Lord, you know that God is on your side. It is so good to know Jesus. Yes, it is. Again, you can listen to the Fivefold Ministry Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA. I'll say it again. That's 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the USA. Sometimes we may have a little technical difficulty, so do call back so that you can hear us worship and praise God. Yes, we will, and we want you to listen to us on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock, where we will have our preacher, our speaker, to rightly divide the word of truth. Again, that's Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Again, you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm Apostle Margie Mercer. We thank you so much for listening to that Fivefold Ministry based on Ephesians 4:11-17. You know why we love to exhort, edify, and encourage? Because it is so good to know Jesus. Yes, it is. Matter of fact, let us listen to the Mississippi Mass Choir as we continue to worship and praise God. Amen. To know the Lord, so you need to pick up that Bible and read so that you would know God in his entirety. Thank you so much for listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. You can hear us each week on this radio station. God bless you. And remember now that when trouble get in your way, you have to trust that it won't last always. You know why? Because we serve a God that can do anything but fail. Yes, he gives us peace in the midst of the storm. Yes, it is strange to us that why do a God love us so? But when that trouble get in our way, we know that that death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, the blood on Calvary, covers us. Let us listen to Dorothy Bolt and the New Jersey Chapter Choir. Trouble in my way. Amen.
I don't know whether you've had any trouble in your life, but there's a little song that says, a little old song we decided to do. The words say, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Huh? And the song goes on to say, I laid awake at night. But that's all right. Why? Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it. Oh,
in my way.
But you know what? The love of the Lord is just so powerful. The peace of God, everything about the Lord, it just lifts you up. It gives you hope. It gives you faith. It gives you joy in the midst of the storm. And you have to ask yourself, as Walter Harkins said, what kind of love is this? Amen.
setting my soul on fire.
Wherever it is,
wherever it is,
wherever it is,
wherever it is, it won't let me.
Love of God, you have to say, what is this? Because you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit all over you. It is a peace that surpasses all understanding. God bless you again. We hope that you have enjoyed the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Again, you can listen to us each day of the week, Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., again, that's 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. And as well on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock. God bless you. We thank you for enjoying fellowshipping with us. And remember, our God is a good God. Amen. If God can't do it, it can't be done. Let us listen to Chester D.T. Baldwin. And God bless you. Songwriter says that God is good all of the time. Never is he not good to us. So truly we love the Lord, and we thank God for you. Again, we encourage you to listen to us Monday through Fridays and on Sunday. God bless you again. Be blessed. Give somebody a hug. Treat others the way you want to be treated, and watch what come out of your mouth. If you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all. You know why? Because God is looking to you to be the reflection of the light, the creation that he have made, that we are brothers in the fellowship of unity in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. So let us treat others the way that we want to be treated. God bless you, and thank you again for listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen.